Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health Services. She's the executive director, and got a few more topics here yet to hit on. And we're celebrating the first anniversary, hard to believe that, of the Crisis Stabilization Center. And that's, didn't that open last November? Is that right?
That's right. It opened on November 4th of 2019. And wow, what a year it's been. It is hard to believe that we are approaching the 1 year anniversary. And next month when I'm back on the show, I'll plan to give a little more of a recap of some of the things that happened over the first year. And, just cover maybe some facts and figures about the impact of the CSU on Riley County, Manhattan, and then the 10-county service area that Pawnee Mental Health serves. But, as you know, we received a startup grant from the state of $725,000 to get this service up and going. But the remodeling of the space cost more than that in that first year. And the Goldstein Foundation was very generous and gave us a $200,000 matching grant, that once matched would pay off all of the costs that were associated with starting up the CSU. And I'm delighted to report that this last month we received an award of over $126,000 from the Sunderland Foundation, which satisfies the full $200,000 match requirement of the Goldstein Foundation grant. And so we are so pleased to be able to draw down that full Goldstein match and to put to bed the startup costs of this service that's been brought to the community. So we really just couldn't be happier about that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And good to hear. That's some good news to come out of all this. And obviously, it's great having that. It's a good service for our community. And, the sky's the limit for what it can do in the future.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some other upcoming events you guys have at Pawnee Mental Health. We'll start with the Freedoms from Smoking event.
Yes, we're delighted that the National Alliance for Mental Illness awarded us funding to be able to offer a course for individuals who are trying to stop smoking. And so beginning on Monday of this week, we started an 8-week course called Freedom from Smoking that is available by Zoom over the lunch hour for individuals who are working to quit smoking. This class is funded by the grant through NAMI, and it's a closed group. And so because of that, we're not able to admit any new people to the class, but we are going to be offering another segment or another session of this class in the future. And so I would encourage any individuals who've been trying to quit smoking, but who have found that it's very difficult for them and they feel like they could use some more support, to go to our website. And our website is just at pawnee.org. And if they go under the tab News, Press, and Information, they'll find information about how to enroll in the Freedom from Smoking class.
All right. And that's going on. And we also have Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. When is that?
That's right. Every year, The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention hosts Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. And a survivor of suicide loss is someone who has lost a loved one to suicide. The Survivor of Suicide Loss Day is always held on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Before COVID, the way that Pawnee Mental Health recognized the day was by hosting an event in our offices where we invited the public to come out and participate in watching a documentary that was produced by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This year, because of COVID, we'll be doing things a little bit differently. The event will still occur on November 21st, which is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, but we'll be conducting this event virtually. So I would just encourage people to watch for more information that will be coming out about Survivor of Suicide Loss Day on November 21st.
All right. Rob, we got about 2 minutes here. Any other announcements you want to pass along?
Yes. We have another event coming up on December 1st. This is the second in a three-year effort for us to raise funds to help support the mission of Pawnee Mental Health Services. Last year, we held our first event. It was Driving the Dream, Responding to Needs. This year, Driving the Dream, Building Healthy Communities will be on November 1st. This year, we will also be holding that event virtually rather than in person. We are providing opportunities to interested individuals to host small watch parties in their homes or other preferred locations. Part of what's really exciting about this event is that each year we feature videos that tell the story of either three different programs or three different people who have benefited from the services of Pawnee Mental Health and whose lives have been changed. Those videos are actually available on our website right now, or at least the videos that we've shown in the past are available on our website. There will be new videos that will be featured on the at the December 1st event, and after that event, those stories will also be available on our website. So I would just encourage anybody who's interested in attending that event to, again, stay tuned because there'll be more information coming out about that. For individuals who might be interested in hosting their own small watch parties, please contact Di Henricks, our development director, at 587-4300.
Okay. That's all the time we have here today, Robin. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thanks a lot. It's good talking to you.
Yep. That's going to wrap up our program. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, RCPD Director Dennis Butler will join us, and we'll also hear at the tail end of the show Cheryl Arthur, who is a candidate for District 67 in the House race.
Also, a quick plug, tomorrow morning at 8:45, we'll have U.S. Senator Jerry Moran joining us for a live interview. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and K-State Volleyball tonight at 6:15.